Andrew Woodford, Station Officer, Newport Coast Guard.
First of all, we'll start with, well, an unfortunate lady who was enjoying summer solstice on the Isle of Wight, and she had a fall, and you guys were called out, and you were just telling me that it was quite a complicated rescue. What happened?
Yeah, it was quite complicated. It was just east of Castle Point. The ambulance service had been called, and they asked for our assistance with some technical rescue equipment, beach rescue equipment. Because of the Esplanade down at East Cowes, there was a landslip about 18 months ago. So access to Castle Point is already challenging. Due to the high water that evening, that then made it more complex to get round to the eastern side of Castle Point. And then due to her injuries and the location, it was quite a technical rescue to get her down onto the beach and into the lifeboat.
And multi-agency as well, yourself, firefighters, paramedics all there. For you guys, primarily, when you're faced with these, the beeper goes off. Tell us what it's like when you get that call. I mean, you must have been at home in bed, were you?
Yeah, I was at home asleep. I think pager went off about 5 to 1 in the morning. Pager goes off. I have to ring in, find out what the job is, where it is. I was told we were going to support our colleagues from Benbridge Station at East Cowes with a cliff incident. So I was approaching East Cowes thinking that. And amusingly, actually, about 3 years ago, I was called to the exact same location for a similar problem. Although, actually, it was a little bit easier that time because that was prior to the landslip.
Yeah, sure. Just to clear up a couple of points with this one, a lady fell and she's injured her leg. In terms of the scale of that fall and where she fell, can you just explain that to us?
Yeah, so east of Castle Point, there's about a 15-foot seawall to get up onto the cliff. And somewhere on that land there, she fell on some unstable ground, injuring her leg, which then meant she wasn't able to return back to safe land or the shore.
Now, this was the third in what was a week of pretty serious, busy incidents on the Isle of Wight. You guys have been really busy.
Yeah, it's been a really busy month so far. For all the Coast Guards on the island, actually, since the beginning of June. In fact, the other night for the rescue at East Cowes, our colleagues from the Needles team were already responding to a job to people in the water at Yarmouth Harbour. And they actually came and supported us on the East Cowes job. So they'd already been out on a job before. So, for example, Newport team has had 17 calls this month already. And as, of course, many of you know, we're all volunteers. We do this in addition to our day jobs.
Yeah, it's an amazing responsibility that you guys carry. And we don't know the full details of these incidents. It does appear, certainly, that in a lot of cases, it's a lack of common sense or a little bit of stupidity on people's behalf that results in life-threatening circumstances.
Yeah, that's right. I think sometimes it's easy to get carried away with enjoying the summer coming up and the different activities you can do and the cliffs, the beaches and at sea. But sometimes maybe to have a little preparation, planning ahead, thinking about the consequences which may occur if there is a problem. And it's always important if you're going out, especially in a boat, you can let the Coast Guard know your intentions and your plans so that if something does happen, they're able to draw up details about your vessel and your movements on the water before anything does get in trouble.
And, you know, people perhaps underestimate as well the danger of the water, would you say?
Yeah, most definitely. Our kit has, especially in the last few years, has become even more. We've got large amount of water rescue equipment, cliff rescue for all different types of technical rescue, and mud rescue equipment as well. There's lots of different circumstances, as we found in the last week. So many different scenarios which we need to draw upon our kit for.
So if you had just a sweeping message for people, you know, because let's not forget the Isle of Wight's a fabulous place to live and visit, and we've got beautiful sea and we've got great cliffs and there's all sorts of things that we can explore here. But if you had one sort of general message for people that want to do that but do it safely, what would you say?
Yeah, I think for the summer, just plan your journey well ahead. Make sure you're aware of the weather conditions. Make sure you've researched locations if you haven't been there before. There is lots of beautiful places to visit on the island. There's no doubt about that. And naturally, accidents also do happen and people do get in trouble unexpectedly sometimes. And in which case, we always advise to dial 999 and ask for the Coast Guard. Or if you're a boat user, you can contact the Coast Guard on Channel 16.